Welcome, everybody, to episode 598 of RP Grinders, on our way to 600. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Breakman, how you doing, man?
Well, how do I sound? You guys were saying I sounded like scratchy or something.
No,
how do I sound
you
now?
You sound fine.
You sound good, dude, but everyone's...
Okay, it was probably the fan then. I turned the fan off.
Okay, it sort of sounds like...
I have my AC on in the background.
Well, I'm going to turn my fan back on and...
Yeah, it sort of sounds...
How about now?
No, the fan's fine. It's just like there's like, you know, like a scratching on the microphone or something, like or a tapping on the microphone. I don't know what the fuck it is, dude. But
okay, let me try. Let me see this. I'm gonna type.
It just did it, but it wasn't your typing.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
I didn't do. Oh my god, I do not know what to say. Maybe I need a new headset.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. We'll figure it out. Wyland says you said the intro song is Mummy Dust. It is, Wyland. It's an 8-bit version. I tried using a different 8-bit version, but those motherfuckers wanted me to pay money for that, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck off. You guys are trying to make money off of a song you guys didn't even create? I don't think so. Did you pick it because it translates to old fart? How dare you, Wyland? You're exiled. See, Wyland...
it reminds him of his old friends from back in the Egyptian days.
Oh, God. You're exiled too, you son of a bitch, man. You know, you guys are in rare form today, man. Wyland was being so nice. We were talking about Evo and Wizard and... You know, the bullshit that's going on with Evo and all that. We're having a good old conversation. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, got to start in with the old jokes, like, right away. I see how you are, Wyland. I see how you are, man. You're like the Benedict Arnold of RP Grinders, I guess. So, I guess, man. Whatever floats
your boat. Frank remembers having arguments with Socrates in Rome.
I was saying that for 2 weeks, Wyland says. What's that, Socrates? How dare you, Eric? You're exiled too. Jesus Christ, it's an exile party today.
He's still mad about that one pharaoh owing him like 2 gold bars. Still upset to this day.
How dare you? How dare you? You know
why
what?
Why can't you let it go, Frank? He's been dead for a long time now.
You guys are sons of bitches, and I'm walking off. That's all I'm saying, man. Walking off this goddamn show. All right, let's get started with the news. We got tons of news. We're going to go through the headlines pretty much and get to blow through this news, hopefully.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, from RPG site, we've got an update of sorts to the port Wii U port of Dex that was supposed to happen that never did, but now it's coming to the Switch, and it's gonna come out on July 24th.
Oh, great. Good.
This was a side-scrolling cyberpunk RPG.
Okay. I'm looking at the video now. I'm working on the... Wyland, I know that the video is not working so great right now. I'll work on it as we go along here. I don't know what the hell's going on with the video, but I'll correct that as soon as I can. So, all right. So it looks good. It's a side-scrolling deal, like you said, cyberpunk type deal, Eric. It looks good. All right, next story, Breakman.
I'm still trying to post the last story. Like, what the fuck is going on? It's moving slowly right now.
I don't know, man. We're having all kinds of technical glitches.
Internet hates me. It hates me so much it took this site a little bit to load. Coming to us live from RPG site, Action RPG Hellpoint set to launch on July 30th. It'll be launching for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and Steam, GOG, and the Epic Game Store. So, damn, it'll be on everything.
Yeah, pretty much. What's it called again?
Hellpoint.
Oh,
I like... Because you pointed hell or something, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the game's about.
Yeah, I'm looking at the trailer now. It looks like a really slick action RPG. It you know what? This is kind of weird. It kind of gives me like Devil May Cry vibes in a way. I don't know. Did you get that at all, Eric? Like, I know it's not.
I didn't look at it.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it just sort of looks like that. You know, it just sort of looks like in that vein type deal. Okay, let's move.
I don't see this scene where he's like pointing at Satan or where is that? It's got to be in here somewhere.
Probably, man.
Hey, Satan, I'm coming for you, bitch.
Well, not necessarily hate.
Moon Satan, yeah.
Or at least pointing to the ground, you know, because hell supposedly is below you, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's a given, because heaven, obviously, you point up and that's heaven, right?
Well, that's not always true, because look, there's a portal to hell on Mars, so if you're pointing up, you could be pointing at Mars.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. Maybe this next game will be located on Mars, Breakman. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dungeon of Nailbook, the Amulet of Chaos, to release on August 27th for PC. It's, man, if you could mash up, Warcraft with Dark Souls, with Final Fantasy Tactics, with Fable, and that's what this game kind of reminds me of. So yeah, there you go. And there's 16 minutes of footage here, apparently. Oh, this is just a teaser, but yeah. Oh, and Diablo. If you can mix Diablo into that, then you'd have this game. But it looks kind of dark, like when you get into the dungeons. I mean, I know dungeons are supposed to be dark and stuff, but goddamn, when you can't even see, you know, what you're attacking and shit, it's like, last week we had a game, I can't remember what it was, but it was so dark. I'm like, if you're not able to see, you know, the gorgeousness of your game, like, what's the point? You know, I mean, I don't know. Looks decent, though. It looks like I said, like a tactical Diablo Fable type mix, and my dog is crying, which is awesome. Okay, let's move on, Eric.
All right, Lion Games has announced The War of Genesis, Remnants of Grey, a strategy RPG set to release for Nintendo Switch in 2022, which is our Korean PC strategy RPG series. But Remnants of Grey is supposed to be a remake of the first two games using Unreal Engine 4.
Yeah.
No word on Western release, but maybe.
Graphically looking good, but 2022. I mean, we'll probably see this game in what, 2024. And again, I mean, I give it credit. The last game I said it was like a Fable, you know, like Warcraft, Diablo mix. This is almost the same thing, except it's a lot, you know, clearer. You're able to actually see what's going on. So I'll give it.
That's helpful.
Yeah, it is helpful.
It's a small thing, but it's helpful.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
like you said in the last game, like, some things are too fucking hard to see, and I'm sick of that shit.
Yeah, that was the last game, man. I was looking at if you can't even show in your preview, like, if you're in a dungeon and you can't see shit, I mean, maybe these little YouTube windows aren't doing it justice, Breakman, but I agree, dude. I'm sick of that shit too, man. I want to see, you know, the hard work that these developers, you know, put into these games, you know? I mean, seriously.
And it's not just games, too. It's like TV shows and movies and stuff. Like, not this last season of The Walking Dead, but the season before. There were, like, a couple episodes in a row that happened at night, and I had to, like, up the brightness on my TV as much as I could just to see what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I got a solution for that. Just turn off The Walking Dead.
I know what your solution is, Frank.
Just stop watching The Walking Dead and watch something worthwhile, man. That's the solution, man, right there, you know.
But I just used it as an example because the last episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had a segment where they're walking down this dark hallway and they're wearing black, and I'm just like, okay, all I can see are your heads. What the fuck? Like, this is dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't make for good TV or good games or anything, man. Like I understand, like, it's kind of realistic. If you're in a dungeon, it's going to be dark and dank and, you know, you can't see past your torch or something. But give us the torches, you know? Like, show us, like, what's going on, you know? I mean, I don't know.
But this is also a game, and it's supposed to be enjoyable to play because, you know, games don't have characters like stopping to go to the bathroom or shit like that either. If they want to be realistic, then the guy had stuff like that, don't they?
Right. And, you know, paying for everything and, you know, shit like that. You can't get coins from killing monsters.
But you can get dysentery or something else from them.
Yeah. Bring back Oregon Trail, man, but lighten it up a little bit. You know, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Let's see. Breakman, is it you next or me?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, RPG Maker MV to release for PlayStation 4. MV, like 1,000? 1,005?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Released for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch in September. M is 1,000, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
NIS America's announced that RPG Maker M5, or MV, I'm sorry. I'm going to call it 2005. No, 1005.
Yeah.
Will release for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch on September 8th in North America and September 11th in Europe and September 18th in Oceania.
Yeah.
That's one we never really get.
Yeah. When is RPG Maker going to get past the 8-bit stage is what I'm wondering.
What's the MV stand for is what I'm wondering right now. And it's still an 8-bit game, are you saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the newest one's MZ, so this is the old version.
Yeah, it's... I mean, honestly, can we get to at least the 16 to 32-bit range like with these RPG Makers? Like, you would think that they would have like a... an RPG maker for fucking Unreal Engine. You know what I'm saying? Like let's get to that point, you know, before we start making these...
They probably do if you have thousands of dollars.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
true. To buy
true.
A developer kit.
But, of course, of course.
You know, for us, like, we would like something fun, but, you know, something at least closer to this generation, not closer to the generation of 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you don't want that my generation of shit anymore. We want newer shit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, even our generation doesn't want our generation. We can even move on.
Exactly, Breakman. Exactly. All right, let's move on to the next story. This comes to us from RPG Site. Action RPG Anima, Song from the Abyss, announced for PS5. PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. So there's no date on it. If you want to learn more about it, then you're more than welcome to research it. There's not much to know about it other than it looks good. I mean, it looks very pretty. You know, it's pretty. Sort of like a cel-shaded RPG, I guess. I don't know. It's like an action RPG, but there's not... I didn't see any gameplay in the trailer, but...
Yeah, I always see screenshots. That's not helpful.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to look at the back of a box and see if a game is fun, you know? It's hard to look at a screenshot and see if the game is fun.
Yeah, exactly. We need more information on this game. Let me give you the key features, see if this sways us.
A game could look pretty, and this kind of... Like you said, it looks pretty, but... Doesn't mean it plays good.
Oh, God, Wyland.
Doesn't mean it's not broken.
Wyland in chat, he says, I wouldn't want Frank's generation either. Hard to play with stone walls. You son of a bitch. you son of a bitch. The key features, gripping story. We've heard that before. Deep and intuitive battle system. That's kind of cool. Merges fast-paced real-time action with RPG elements. Swap between two different and unique characters in a dynamic single-player gameplay. I do like that. I do like that. How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled. explore a rich... And don't encourage him, Breakman. Jesus Christ, man. Explore a rich, interconnected open world. Move back and forth between different environments and discover new areas and secrets. Face epic bosses from huge worms, which are dragons to the layman, to legendary monsters, each one with their own unique style and gameplay. Interesting characters to interact with. Develop your bond with them through your words, decisions, and actions. Level up, unlock and customize unique skills with each character. Forge their weapons and create uncountable combinations. Multiple endings depending on your actions. And there are some screenshots.
Did you say uncountable combinations?
Huh?
Did you say uncountable combinations?
I said uncountable. Yeah, so just unlimited amount of combinations. You guys
okay.
Hear?
That's
you
interesting.
Guys, you guys
I haven't heard, played either of the other two.
I thought you just read it wrong, but okay. That's yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't played either of the other two anime games, but apparently they were just mediocre.
Yeah, and this is probably going to be mediocre, too, but it looks pretty. I mean, it's kind of cel-shaded.
Pretty mediocre.
Yeah, it looks pretty mediocre. All right, Eric, you're up next.
All right, Bless Unleashed is coming to PC in 2021. Round 8 Studio and NeoWiz have announced that their MMORPG, Bless Unleashed, is coming to launch on PC early 2021. And there'll be a series of closed beta tests. It was previously released on the Xbox One earlier this year.
Hmm.
But it's another MMO.
Yeah, I'm looking at it to see if it's worth it. I played a little bit of that MMO, the Dungeons and Dragons one. I can't remember what they called it, but it's pretty decent, actually. I haven't gotten too into it. I'm sure it's like, you know, pay to win type shit, but this has no gameplay. I don't see anything.
Yeah, it's a CG trailer.
So yeah, I don't see anything worth discussing.
This is the same trailer that they showed when they announced the Xbox One version.
Yeah, I don't see anything worth talking about, so let's move on, Breakman.
Oh, coming to us live from a site that's still loading. Damn you, RPG site. Haven coming to PlayStation 5, new Glide Free trailer. Glide Free, huh? Mm-hmm. The Game Bakers has announced the Haven release for PlayStation 5. Is that the name of the developer? Game Bakers? I love that name.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a fucking fantastic name.
I get Mario Bread.
Bread. I love the name Game Bakers. In addition, creative director Emmerich Foe took to PlayStation blog to discuss various components of the game, such as the game's focus on being relaxing. Haven is an RPG, but is not trying to get bogged down into all the systems and mechanics that find a home in a lot of RPGs. I like this idea of a relaxing game.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, do you want me to read a? No, no. Just kind of his
no,
description of the game. We don't need to see that. This will be released for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC sometime this year. Well, that's vague.
It looks like a combination of a really light RPG where you're going around actually gliding. I mean, that's really fucking cool, like magically gliding. Like
this game sort of has a journey-like feel to it.
It does. I was going to say, Eric, if you could mix...
Journey.
Oh, Journey's good, man. If you could mix Journey with Flower... Eric, have you ever played Flower?
Yeah, it's kind never of, finished it.
Yeah, it's good, man. I finished it. I just... fuck that electric level, man. That electric level sucks. But it is. It looks like a relaxing experience, which is cool. I mean, there are some light RPG elements in it, but this is a good change of pace, man. It's like a little adventure RPG where you're not, you know, stressed out about beating like major bosses and shit like that. But looks good, man. Looks really, really good. Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Focus Home Interactive, which I'll be talking about a little bit later with a game that I've been playing, acquires the Surge developer Deck 13. So, wow. They're known for The Surge and Lords of the Fallen. I got Lords of the Fallen. That's a tough-ass game, man. So is Surge. I never played The Surge, but I heard Surge is really, really hard. Focus Home Interactive. The deal totals at 7.1 million euros. About 7.9 million USD. It includes Deck 13's 60-person development staff. That's cool. Don't stop believing. Yeah, exactly, Brickman. Let's see. So yeah, basically they just purchased them for $7 million, almost $8 million. So that's, I mean, I guess that's good because Focus Home Interactive's been doing pretty damn good. The game I've been playing, which is Plague's Tale: Innocence, I'll be talking about a little bit later. Okay, Eric, you're up next.
All right. From Gamatsu, we've got how Beyond the Steel Sky has got a date for July 16th, and this is the sequel to Beneath the Steel Sky.
What is it? What type of game
is it? It's an adventure game.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Is it above the steel sky now?
Beyond. It was below.
Maybe it's going to space.
Right above.
Yeah.
They're like, above, screw that, we're going beyond.
No, it's like we can actually see the sky this time. Because before it was like a building, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. What in the world is going on with my fucking video, man? I don't know what's going on here. Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't have video going, apparently. But now I do. So, okay. Anything else on this, Eric?
Not really. Unless you want to hear the plot.
No, I think we're good, man. We got
key features.
Do the key features. We'll do key features.
The world, an adventure set within a dynamic world, populated by willful characters, driven by motivations the player can subvert, combination with a unique hacking tool, multiple solution puzzles emerging from player choices. Story. unravel dark conspiracies to be a terrifying antagonist in this dramatic, humorous, and cyberpunk thriller, which explores contemporary themes such as social control, AI, and total surveillance. Puzzles. The intelligent puzzles are interwoven with an intriguing, dynamic narrative to deliver a compelling gameplay experience. And look, this is a beautiful, detailed, comic book-styled world from the mind of legendary artist Dave Gibbons.
Yeah, I don't see any screenshots. When I was looking at the photo, it looked like a medieval type deal, but apparently it's a cyberpunk deal. So it didn't do it justice. So there you go. All right, who's next? Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Bloodstained Curse of the Moon 2 launches July 10th. Bloodstained Curse of the Moon 2 will launch for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC for $14.99 or 1,480 yen. Developer Intel Creates has announced, in less than 2 weeks this game will be out. In addition to the previous detailed new characters, Zangetsu, Dominique, Robert, and Hachi Marion, Miriam?
I think the original Curse of the Moon was like $10, so this is like, they must have wanted a little bit more because they did a little extra in this game.
$15 is not a bad price at all. The first game was fantastic. Alfred and Gebel from the original Bloodstained Curse of the Moon will also be playable. The game also features a two-player local cooperative mode allowing players to conquer stages alongside a friend, which sounds really cool, but why isn't it online?
I can imagine dickery happening.
Dickery?
Dickery, yeah.
I love fucking with friends when you're playing. Like, that was the best part of New
Super Mario. And the weird thing is, like, each character can be the same character, so you could have two Sangetsus or whatever running around.
Ooh, New Super Mario Brothers is fun in that way, Break. Like, you know, just fucking, fucking with people. It's fun.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost impossible to beat levels when there's four people because you can't stop fucking with each other.
Yeah. Nobody cooperates with anybody. Everybody's just trying to kick everybody off of this.
Oh, yeah, I'll jump right now. One, two, oh. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to jump. I'm sorry. Oh, you died. My bad.
Oh, man.
In case anybody wants to know, Hachi is actually a corgi controlling a mech, Captain Commando style.
Sweet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The way it was written, I didn't understand. Okay, it was written in a weird way, so let me restate that then.
Yeah.
In addition, the new characters are Zangetsu, Dominique, Robert, and Hachi. The old characters are Miriam, Alfred, and Gebel.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
It was just written poorly, but there you go. Yeah.
I didn't play the first one, but I heard it was pretty
it's great. It's a great Pennsylvania game.
Yeah. From the way I see in the trailer, Robert shoots guns and throws grenades, and Dominique has magic attacks, but also is very much still Eric Lacard character of the game.
Gotcha. That's cool. This is a throwback to the original Castlevanias too, not like a Metroidvania.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so if you didn't play the first one, you're robbing yourself, Frank. Shame on you.
Yeah, I didn't play it, man. I'll play it, man. I'll wait for it to come.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I'll play it.
And it comes out next Friday, so.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got a new game coming out. Well, when is it? Next week.
What? They must have been working on it, and then like, oh, we're ready.
Yeah, the only thing that it's missing is something, something like, if I can play the motherfucker, this. Mm-hmm. You hear that?
Yeah. Hey, I don't remember the music being very memorable in the first one.
Oh, no. God.
That shit's good, man.
Well, like the first...
No, I'm not talking about Castlevania, I'm talking about the first...
There are a few good tracks, like the final level and the fifth level. And the sixth level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were some all right tracks, but there wasn't anything that was like at Castlevania level. Like, oh man, this is fantastic.
Yeah, nothing like this at all. You know,
the soundtrack to Ritual of the Night is much better.
Yeah, I know. I'm only so quick. Eric, you know, it takes me a while to get these things. I don't have like a soundboard, so, and I do have a soundboard, but like to get all these things queued up and put in the fucking soundboard's a pain in the ass. So, all right, let's move on to the next story. Azure Striker Gunvolt 3 announced for Switch. This comes to us from Gamatsu. So no date, so it's kind of a non-story, but there you go. They've begun development on it. So I'm not going to read the statement.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know.
The first two did pretty well. We knew there was going to be a third one. The whole story is they're announcing there's going to be a third one. Like, Jesus.
Dude, we get so many stories.
Well, what's important is that it's a Switch exclusive.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Is it a timed exclusive? Or
it might be, because like the other ones were.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Eric, you're up.
It's not that they give up at this point and just, you know, make it for everything. Yeah. But whatever.
You're up next, Eric.
But with that, we've got Soul Divide is coming to Steam, which, if you don't remember, was an old Psycho shmup where you play as medieval fantasy looking characters and you shoot enemies in the air.
Yeah. It looks cool. Wyland is double exiled. He says, soundboards, what were they made out of in ancient Egypt? You son of a bitch.
Anyways, that comes out on.
Well, you guys got. You had like abacuses back then, right? Or was that ancient Greece I'm thinking of?
Abacus, like, you're thinking, you son of a bitch, man. Abacus,
right? Come out.
Sorry.
The game will come out on July 20th.
You know, you play the...
Did you guys have sundials?
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. I was... You know, I was going to say, maybe since we're... You know, you're into the cowbell and harmonica thing, I could just bring a fucking harp.
And this one?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I could just bring out a harp and start playing a harp for you guys. I mean, I got a guitar. Awesome. I can play a guitar for you guys, you know.
That'd be great. You bring the guitar. I got the harmonica. We could be like we could be an awesome. We'll be ZZ Top. We'll be just ZZ because we don't have a guy.
ZZ Top, man. Come on, man. What's wrong
We're not ZZ Top. We're just ZZ because there's only two of us, Frank, unless Eric's getting in on this.
Yeah, Eric's got to be the drummer, man. You got to learn how to play the drums. just play the drums, dude. That's all you got to do. Okay. Son of a bitch. You know, you have to make a worse situation even worse. Yeah. All right, we do have... You son of a bitch. You're exiled.
All right.
I mean, are you competing with Wyland to see who can get exiled the most in today? I mean, is that what it is?
Hey,
you guys
Eric? He was making quips too, man. You know, wasn't just me.
You guys are trying to make me walk off. I think that's what it is, man. I'm walking off this fucking show.
Actually, we had a bet before the show to see who could get exiled the most.
Oh, I got you. Okay. That's what's going on. Okay, let's move on to Homie Discount.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Okay, Homie Discounts, they still have that $30 PlayStation Plus deal.
It's 32 now.
Well, it's always in that range, so, you know, we'll just call it 30 until further notice. PlayStation Plus free games for July on the PlayStation. I still didn't get the announcement on the Xbox One, so I don't know what those are, but next week I'll give you those.
But NBA 2K, the game that we talked about, that was glitchy as shit. Yeah, who wants that?
I bought it for $2. I think I paid like $2 or $3, but.
But I already have Rise of the Tomb Raider. I wish Shadow was on there instead.
Well, I mean, I don't have Rise of the Tomb Raider for the PlayStation. I think I have it for the Xbox, so that's kind of a neat thing for me. But also, there's a bonus game called Erica, which I'm kind of interested in. So you get three this month, which is cool. So that's cool. Erica's like kind of an interactive movie more than anything. So. It's cool that we're getting three games. I mean, NBA 2K aside, I mean, it's still a cool little game. I mean, I played a little bit of it. It's not terrible. Rise of the Tomb Raider, 20 year anniversary or collection or whatever. Pretty good game. So solid. I think it's a solid month. So there you go. Okay, let's move on. Breakman, anything?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Dear Breakman, what do we got?
Dear Breakman, this one comes from at @break_man on Twitter.
Okay.
You gave yourself one.
Yes. he says, Dear Breakman, why doesn't #fuckTrump trend daily? That's such a great question.
That is a great question from a great listener. Thank you, Break Underscore.
He's a new listener, I think. Yeah. I appreciate him.
Yeah. That's a good question. It should be. I mean, fuck Trump should be trending all day, every day until, you know, he's out of office, which may or may not happen this time around. But,
you know. I mean, even if it does happen this time around, like the American people say yes and the Electoral College says yes, he's got to go. There are still things he can do to fucking, like, cheat the system. Like, we know he's going to suppress votes, especially in states like Georgia and Indiana where, you know, the Republicans are in full control and they've all bought into him, you know. And then he's going to, if it's a close, if the results are close, you know, he's going to fight tooth and nail. He's going to say the election was rigged and everything else, you know.
Yeah, I heard bullshit. I heard some bullshit people saying that he's going to drop out. No chance in fucking
no way.
Hell that egomaniac drops out. Looks like Commander
Roots. That's the dumbest thing I've heard in a while. Yeah. Like, him quit. No fucking way.
There have been a lot of
people.
He's
joked about being a president for life, you know. Yeah, like, he doesn't want to quit. He wants to be a king.
Well, their thinking is that that, you know, he knows he's going to lose by a landslide, so he doesn't want to, you know, go through that. Which
but I don't the thing
get.
Is, as soon as he's out of office, like all the lawsuits against him and stuff like that, like he's going to be in a shitstorm of like dealing with legality and stuff that he doesn't want to deal with.
Breakman, he's never going to see the inside of a jail cell, man. I mean, I hate to say it, but look, it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but he still doesn't want to put up with all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still going to try not to, you know. He's going to do everything he can to just cheat the system, screw us, and put money in his pocket.
Yeah, let me mention some people in chat. Commander Roots in chat. Bernie's in chat for the first time in a long time, even though she's sleeping. Wyland, of course, is in there. Lurks is in there. Thanks, Lurks. Appreciate you being on in there. And Thicker, that's a new chatter. Nice to see you in there. Thiccur. I love that. That's kind of cool. Okay. Honestly... I agree with you, Breakman, but the thinking was is that he knows, like, the poll numbers are...
Yeah.
But see, the same thing happened last time around. The poll numbers showed Hillary way on top. Everybody was getting overconfident, and, oh, this is in the bag, and blah, blah, blah.
How many times did I say on this show there's no way in hell he could win?
You did, and I said, not so fast, Breakman.
Shut up. Nobody asked you.
And I'm saying the same thing.
I honestly thought there was no chance in hell he would ever become president.
Look, and I knew it, Breakman, because I was like, look at who he's going up against. One of the weakest candidates, worst candidate. And look what's going on now. Biden doesn't even have the woman factor going for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was something to kind of get excited for, that, you know, the first female president. But, I mean, honestly, is anybody – I haven't seen one Biden sticker ever out here.
What's he going to do, like, vice president? Like, who should he get that would get everybody's attention?
Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders would get everybody's attention.
Well, he's already said it's going to be a woman because it has to be about a gender or something.
Right.
Not...
If you're going to go with a woman, how about a black woman like Nina Turner? That would get me excited. That would make me feel like at least he's conceding something to the Bernie people. But other than that, I mean, Kamala Harris, are you fucking kidding me? That cop? I mean, we're trying to get rid of – we're trying to get –
again, he is the person who made the crime law, so
– yeah, we're trying to get rid of all this bullshit. Yeah. We're trying to defund police. We're not trying to fucking give them more leeway.
Militarize them.
Yeah, and by the way, if he picks Kamala Harris, fucking forget it, man. She was the one that let Steven Mnuchin off the hook for his fucking crimes. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Welcome on in, man.
I welcome you, Freak, with a...
Oh, Jesus Christ. You just had to. You know what? You're exiled. You're tied with Wyland for exiles this week, Breakman. How does that make you feel? You're a co-host, and you're tied in exile. Oh, you son of a bitch, man.
That's how I felt. You want to know how I felt? How about a sad cowbell?
Well, that's better, man. That's at least halfway better. Okay, let's move on to
Inquiring minds want to know.
Freak Five, it's not awesome. You're exiled, just for saying that's awesome.
We never really answered the question, though, that our caller asked us. Like, why does that not trend every day? You know what? I don't really know why it doesn't trend every day. I think it's because Twitter is trying to censor you, Breakman. They're out to get you. It's a conspiracy, and you should look into that.
Yeah. Either that or everybody's a maggot. That's mm-hmm. I think that's yeah,
why. Like I, and then, of course, there are the people who are – they don't like the foul language. Like, oh my goodness.
Like, how dare you say something? I mean, you know, the president can call people Pocahontas and, you know, mm-hmm. racial slurs all the time. But
post videos of his followers saying white power and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, but heaven forbid you say fuck Trump. I mean, you know, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're sorry, Breakman. We agree with you 100%. It should trend daily.
No, it's Break underscore Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's a new listener. Yep. Break underscore Man. We appreciate it.
There you go. Okay. So what you been playing, Break?
Mostly this week I was playing Battlefront 2.
Oh, yeah. It's a good game, man. I had a hard time with that Han Solo mission, man. That was pretty tough for me. Like, where you got to fend off all those... stormtroopers at the ship. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got to that part.
Yeah, but... you told me about that. I didn't really have that much of a problem with that. The problem I had was Lando's level.
Oh, Lando's level.
Toward
was
the end. Yeah, that was Lando easy. And what was that guy's name he's with?
Oh, I don't know, but you get into that big mech thing and you're trying to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty tough too, but... But I did that. And you know why?
I love this friend, though, man. His friend was like, God, I hate you so much. Stuff like that. Like, yeah. Really sarcastic that I just like that guy.
No, it was fun.
His name, though.
Yeah, and you're a son of a bitch for just beating that solo level really easy. I just want to let you know that.
I never said it was easy. I probably died a few times or something. I don't know. I just keep playing. Just if I die, I get another life. I just keep going.
Yeah, I did like 30 times, you know. It only took me like 30 times to beat that.
That sounds like what I did with Lando's level. Yeah. It's like five or more, then I start getting frustrated. Yeah.
I know, man. Sometimes you're like, fuck, and then you have to like go away. And then, you know, the stupid thing is usually when you come back, you're like, oh, this was easy. I just did it in one fucking try, you know, stupid shit like that. Okay, and what else you been playing, Break? Anything else?
A little bit more Final Fantasy. Just playing through the end level dungeons, which are all exactly the same, just with harder monsters in them. It's basically go room to room, fight monsters, go to the next room, fight monsters.
Yeah, you know, as long as you're leveled enough, you know. I mean,
yeah, I'm just working to get to level 99. I'm almost there, but and trying to get better gear.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know. There's really not that much for me to do except for go after like harder monsters. Yeah. There's nothing really incentivizing me to do it.
Are you going for the ultimate, like the not platinum? I don't know what they call it on Xbox. Like all the achievements.
It's Gamer Score.
Yeah, it's Gamer Score. It'd just be all the achievements. No, I'm not really going for all the achievements. Just I go for some of them.
Yeah,
but like there are games that I've tried to get all of them, and then I just get frustrated with it. So I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I did that on a couple of play. I only have two platinums, but you know, they were really easy games. Like one of them, I think was like Fragments of Midnight or something. It was like super easy. Freak Five says I've been calling my sister Buttercup. Yeah, I think you mentioned that before, Freak Five. My sister told me that my mom is tired of people calling people names. My mom voted for Trump. I told my sister. I learned it from watching Trump. Ooh, that's nice. A good one. That's nice, Freak Five.
Well done.
Weiland says, like I said, pre-show, Dead Cells fighting what looks like Samurai Crab. Ooh, that's cool. Are you still? Is that the enemy that you get that special suit, Weiland, that you've been trying to, the 0.4% chance that you know, drop rate? All right. Eric, what you been playing?
Samurai Crab, huh?
Yeah. Eric, what you been playing?
More 7 Scarlet. I got review code for SpongeBob the Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated, so I played that for a bit.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's still an old game.
Yeah.
But yeah, they clearly made the game modeled after like Mario 64 or something. Like, but it's not nearly as exciting, but it's SpongeBob-y. yeah. from 20 years ago, so the old humor is still there at least. But Mr. Krabs, the Kurgan, is not voicing Mr. Krabs.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, so they got someone else, because I guess he's too expensive.
God damn, that really
so, like, sucks. I think it was like that in the original, too, so it's like they didn't bother getting him again.
That really sucks, man. I'm sure he probably would have did it at a decent rate. I mean, it's not like that guy.
He might have been busy. I mean, he's in high demand.
That's true too. You can't always blame it on money. Like sometimes, like we always say that. We always assume it's a money issue, but a lot of times these actors get into contracts for other things, and you know they can't take the time to do that type of stuff. So yeah, you're right, Breakman. I shouldn't always, I always go there, oh, it's money.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. And another thing that they didn't fix was from the original. I never played the original, but they probably didn't fix it from the original. But when you die, you respawn, and the game has to reload the level. It's weird.
Oh, jeez. Jesus, that would piss me the fuck off. It has to do it every time you die, the whole level has to be reloaded.
Yeah, it doesn't take long because it's much faster load time speed than it was on the PS2.
Yeah, but still, like, think about that on the PS2. That would have been a nightmare. You're sitting there 5 minutes later.
I said 20, but it's like closer to 17 because it 2003 maybe when the PS2 came out.
Yeah.
Or the PS2 game, not the console. Console's 2002. So it's a nearly 20 game. But other than that, I played CrossCode for the Switch, which has, I don't know if the entire game's made in HTML5, but it uses it, and that's a very bad thing to include in your game, because apparently, even the PC version suffers from performance issues, which might be due to memory leaks in the game's code.
Ooh.
Frank, what are you doing?
I was just playing the SpongeBob theme song.
Otherwise, the game is actually a fairly enjoyable action RPG reminiscent of games like Legend of Zelda and Melandra.
Okay. All right.
Because, like, you have to... There's the whole thing with the game where there's the platforming, much like Melandra, is... or to be more accurate, Landstalker, but I guess Lunder works too, but it's hard to tell how high you're elevated, so you actually make a proper jump.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Like, and another thing I don't like about the game is that the map system's kind of useless, because it doesn't give you quest markers for where you need to go to finish quests.
Yeah.
And
I hate that.
Yeah, so it's like, why do I even have a map system other than to tell me what space in the map I'm currently in?
Yeah,
it's like if you want to like pin a treasure chest location, you have to do it yourself, which is stupid.
Oh, that sucks, man! Like, more games should take cues from like Dark Cloud. You know, just show you on a map where the shit is. You know, and you can go and work your way there. Yeah, I hate that shit, Eric.
I'm wondering. I forget how long ago the PC version released, but apparently they didn't get too much feedback because they haven't put it into this version of the game or the PC version of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
They could eventually like convert the game to Unity and then do a whole bunch of fixes and call it a definitive edition at some point. But and like I mentioned before when we talked about earlier, the plot's about you. Your character is playing an MMO, but unlike normal MMOs, it's set far in the future, and this corporation apparently bought a planet and basically hosts the game there that people play remotely as avatars.
Ah, capitalism. Like, peak capitalism. Sweet. Buying planets.
But anyways, she lost her memory somehow in the real world, and they decided that the best way for her to possibly get her memory back is to play the game.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, her voice module doesn't work, so that's another trope. So, like, the silent protagonist who's amnesiac.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you played, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right. Played MPQ a little bit, but I
just a lot of Fairy Tail, so I got a review of that.
Yeah,
because I found out.
Yeah, we'll do that in a second, Eric. Played MPQ, and I had to take kind of a break from Dragon Quest just because of the repetitive nature of the battles. Like, you know me, I'm one to grind and grind and grind until I level up, until, you know, the bosses are just, like, non-existent for me pretty much. So I played a game called Plague's Tale Innocence, and this game is good, man. It's basically about the Inquisition. And, you know, during that time, like, the plague was going around with rats, and the rats are fucking creepy in this game. Like you can't go anywhere where the rats are without putting light. The light kind of, like, you know, makes the rats go away. And it's a series of, you know, of puzzles and stealth. You got to stealth around the Inquisition and not get caught by them and, you know, stuff like that. But, it's a great game so far. I'm about halfway through, so hopefully by next week I'll have a review of Plague's Tale Innocence. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's from, we talked about Focus Home Interactive. They actually published this game, and they're doing the right things. I don't know if they developed it as well, but whoever developed Plague's Tale Innocence, so far it gets thumbs up. Great narrative. Good chemistry, good characters, you know, like it's just, it's good stuff. So I'll be talking about that game more soon. So, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
Break, did you have any reviews this week?
Actually, I kind of did see something this week. It came out on Wednesday, and we binged every episode, me and Mrs. Breakman. You're old like me, Frank, so you remember this great show from the 80s, had a fantastic theme song, where...
Oh, hold on.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, hold on, I'm stalling. Okay. I'm stalling for time.
Oh, okay.
You watch She-Ra?
Is it...
She-Ra.
Did they remake this? Hold on.
No.
Anytime I hear somebody say 80s and theme song, I think of this.
Ow.
Okay, is
it... It's a good theme song.
It is. Is it... hold on, I got another one for you. Is it... let me do this. Sorry, my typing skills are not at an all-time high right now because I got my microphone in my hand.
Because you are at an all-time...
Disney Plus.
Oh, shit. It's not... it's definitely not Disney Plus. So, let's see. Is it this theme right here?
Oh, man. I love that show.
Yeah. Not that? Not Knight Rider?
I like the remake. I don't care what people say. I like the remake. I enjoyed it.
Okay. If it's not that, is it... is it this one? Break. Hold on, I got another one right here. Is it this one?
Another great show.
Yeah. Not A-Team, huh?
No.
They didn't even make an A-Team remake.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
I did a movie. I didn't know.
The movie.
No, thank you.
Movie kind of sucked. So, all right.
I bet it did. I didn't need to go see it.
Yeah.
Or rent it, or even if it's on cable, pay attention.
Did anybody watch the Gems movie?
No. Who would watch that, man? Oh, Bernie said she would watch it. How dare you, Bernie? Okay.
Well, the original Gems show is good. The movie, not so much, yeah. Apparently.
Okay, Break, I'm sorry to interrupt with all those awesome things. What did you watch?
No. Let me see. Well, no, yeah, I thought you were going to keep playing this game. I was having fun.
Yeah, I was too, man. I could do this all day, man.
Yeah. Now, it's a remake of, I guess you'd call it a reality show. Mm. It was hosted by a man named Robert Stack.
Oh, hold on. I got that one, too. Hold on. You can tell I'm stalling.
I know. That's why I'm
stalling for time.
Let you vamp.
I'm stalling for time because of this. Hold on. Is this what you're talking about here?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Unsolved Mysteries, Breakman.
So what is it? Is it an actual show now, or is it like the original?
It's like the original. It's basically investigative things. Like they, the first, there's six or seven episodes, and most of them are about, you know, murder. Like a family is killed, and the father went on the run. They can't prove exactly it was him, but they think it was him. And please call us if you have any information. And they run down. But then this is Unsolved Mysteries, so they had an episode of all these people who claimed that they never met each other, but they were all abducted by aliens on one night.
Yeah,
being it's Unsolved Mysteries, it's kind of a fun show. They tackle stuff like that. Like that's what I loved about the original was they would do like a murder and then they'd do like a reuniting. Yeah, I think it is six episodes.
And then they do a bullshit alien,
show. Yeah, exactly. But these are things that actually happened, you know what I mean? Not necessarily that there was an alien invasion, or people were abducted, but these people actually think they were abducted, and they have facts-ish.
It's just a shame that Robert Stack wasn't alive to reprise his.
This doesn't have a narrator at all.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, that's one of the different things. Like I love Robert Stack's narrating.
You know who else is a good narrator? Was that guy that did Forensic Files? I can't remember. I think his name was who the fuck was that guy? But he was good, man. And you ever watch Forensic Files?
I have. I don't know. I know who you're talking about, but I don't. Like, it's not coming to mind. You know what I mean?
Anyways, continue on. Sorry, I didn't mean.
So, anyways, it's.
David was the narrator for Unsolved Mysteries.
Robert Stack.
No, I said, what if he was for the new one?
Oh yeah.
That'd be the first Unsolved Mystery then. How the hell did they get Robert Stack to do any of this?
Yeah, exactly. Peter Thomas was the narrator for Forensic Files. He's really good, but he passed away.
Robert Stack passed away in the 90s or something. Yeah. He's been gone a while.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So
so it's if you like those kind of unsolved mysteries. At the end of the show, there's going to be if it's a murder, the killer's gotten away with it at this point,
Yeah.
That people need help or they need a clue. And that was one of the really things I loved about the original Unsolved Mysteries is every once in a while they'd come back with an episode dedicated to what happened now. Or if they replayed the episode, they added this is what's happened 6 months later. Like now we found this person or something.
Yeah. That.
Being that this has just came out, that can't happen now, but I'm hoping to see solved mysteries.
Yeah, solved mysteries, not unsolved mysteries. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But unsolved mysteries, it's back. Yeah. It's got this awesome theme song still.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, let me get caught up in chat. I'm going to say this preemptively. Freak 5 is exiled, and I'll explain... I'll explain why in just a second. He says, last night when I got home from work, there was a squirrel in the neighbor's yard. So
evil squirrels.
Yep.
Sorry.
So I filled up the squirrel feeder. I came – see, there's an exile right there.
You're an enabler.
Yep.
You're a traitor to the human race, sir.
I came out later to see if the squirrel was eating. It was stretched out on its belly eating, and I noticed that it has a fat butt. I said, damn, squirrel, you thick. Did I say that right, Freak 5? Yeah. Funny story, but you're still exiled because, one, why the fuck are you feeding squirrels, Freak 5? What's wrong with you, son of a bitch? Weiland says he has an update. I'm wondering what the update is. So there you go. Did Frank catch me snoring? I sure did. I didn't do the obligatory I didn't want to put the audience through the snoring on the microphone thing. So I didn't do that, Bernie. So yeah, there you go. Okay, so what are you giving Unsolved Mysteries, Breakman?
Six episodes. Also, it's international now. So one episode is completely in French.
All right. I'll take that.
Which is definitely interesting. And another thing that's completely different from it is when Unsolved Mysteries was originally on, they do two, three, four mysteries an episode. Something like that. Each episode is dedicated to one thing.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Someone didn't watch Unsolved Mysteries clearly. Update. It was a long time ago, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, so no.
I love the show, but it was a long time ago. I don't know. It really your mileage varies. Like, it's going to be the same thing for everybody as far as, like, it's a documentary, but are you going to enjoy that at the end of the show, like, this, there's no resolution?
Yeah, see, that's the thing about Unsolved Mysteries that, you know, clearly sucked. Like, hardly ever, you know. But, okay, well, that's good, man. So it's just subjective is what you're saying. It's not...
I enjoy it, and if you like murder investigations, I recommend it. If you're one of them weirdos who likes, like, the chasing Bigfoot type stuff, there's a big... There's an episode of that too in there. So.
Sweet. I'll be talking about.
I will say that was the weakest of all the episodes. The other ones were a lot more entertaining. This one was. That one was just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know. I remember like them like the original Unsolved Mysteries doing. I think it was Unsolved Mysteries doing like the Loch Ness Monster, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. Which has been proven time and time again to be bullshit. But
right.
Okay, I'll be talking about a documentary in just a second, too, and you guys are going to want to stick around for that. Eric, you are up, sir.
All right, I got a review for Bento, which is an anime adaptation of the manga series. It's a very short-lived series. I think the manga went on further than the anime did. The anime only had one season. It was probably only ever going to get one season. Because it's a series that doesn't have much legs, because... it's got a really simple premise of basically there's this club at the school that it goes for the half price bentos at the convenience stores that are around the area. And to get the thing they want, they end up beating the shit out of each other. And it's ridiculous. And there's also quite a bit of fan service. But they're all high schoolers, so it doesn't quite do it for me because, you know, for kids.
Yeah.
That seems like all fan service games are high school girls.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of feel like sheepish when you're watching that type of stuff, man. It's like, okay.
The fairy tale sort of gets away with it because most of the people are adults.
Yeah.
Or they're adults by the end of the series.
Yeah, but you feel so bad for the girl.
Yeah.
Like, just, she gets sexually harassed every fucking episode. And it's just like, oh my god.
Yeah, and Bento has some harassment in it, too.
I'm taking away an exile to, from...
it's like, Wyland. That shit isn't funny. Please don't do it. Japan, stop doing it.
Yeah.
Other than that, Fairy Tail is really good. Like, I really love Fairy Tale, but, like, the abuse of females in it's just like, oh.
But you get to learn a bit about Bentos, but not really. But it's an entertaining show. It's not a good show, but it's only 12 episodes long. And you can watch on Funimation, which is available in English and in the Japanese audio tracks. So I'm going to give this a 6.5.
Yeah. Wyland says, kid, you say, called Mr. Wizard. I'm taking away an exile for that, Wyland. Okay.
Anyway, the next show, and I guess the two movies, because there are two movies that came out over the course of the series, but, there are also some OVAs too, but they aren't available in English in any format. They never had them available for streaming, and I think they are only currently available through sets, and I'm not even sure about that. So you probably have to find fan subs somewhere. But Fairy Tail is another thing I watch, and I've been watching over the last several months. 328 episodes worth of stuff.
Holy shit, Eric. Wow.
And the show started from at least 2010, 2011, maybe. And it went for 8 seasons. Technically, it's 9, but the 8th season is like a mini series. which is about Fairy Tail Zero, which is the anime adaptation of that, because after they did the Tartarus arc, they kind of canceled the series before the manga was over, and they only brought it back to finish the story afterwards. But, so the show's about this world that has a bunch of magic going around, so they have a bunch of magic guilds, and the main character is actually Lucy, despite the fact that Natsu gets top billing, and he's always the one that saves the day, because the show starts with her and ends with her.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's kind of like a Metal Gear Solid 2 situation where you think you're going to get one character and then the other character comes along.
Yeah.
But
does that other character run around naked at one point with their hand over their groin?
Yep, that's that character. And so Lucy gets disrobed and her clothes destroyed a lot too, so why not? It's an apt comparison. But anyways, she meets up with Natsu, Dragnail, who is one of the members of the guild, and his special ability is to use a special kind of fire-type magic called Fire Dragon Slayer magic. And Lucy's skills are as a Celestial Wizard, which they summon spears from the Celestial Realm. And she's got most of these special Zodiac keys that summon the creatures from the Zodiac.
Yeah.
And most of them are eccentric, to say the least.
Did she summon the darkness is the question.
No.
Eric. Oh, darn it.
And like one of them's basically a maid who wants to get punished by Lucy at every turn.
Yeah.
And it's the show's possessed of an energy that I'd liken to a wrestling match, I guess, because there's all the heel turns and overdramatic nonsense. There aren't as many heel turns as I'm saying, but like there are. So like it's got that kind of energy to it.
Okay.
It's got a real positive vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like just energetic.
It's kinda like a junk food anime that you would want. But
it's like an anime on a sugar rush.
Mm-hmm. But without spoiling any of the story of any of this arcs, stuff happens. They beat up bad guys, and the show kind of gets dark because they are actually willing to have characters bleed.
Wow!
Near the end of the series, but Anyways, I guess they decided to do this because the people that were interested in Fairy Tail were growing up, so they decided to cater to them a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm going to give this... Well, the two movies, they're all right. They're not canonical, but you could slot the second movie in right before the last arc of the show because it ends with the scene of that stuff happening.
Okay.
But I'm going to give the series an 8.5.
Okay. What are you giving the movies?
I'm going to give them both 7s.
Okay. So fair enough. It seems like Fairy Tail is a good show to watch.
And I mainly watched the series to be thoroughly researched for when and if I get review code for the game comes out at the end of the month.
Sweet. Freak 5 says, I taught my characters in Animal Crossing to say, I pooed today. Couldn't put enough letters for them to say, I pooped today. Yeah, that's awesome, Freak 5. I'm glad you're thinking of RP Grinders when you're playing Animal Crossing.
Wait, he's just thinking about pooping. What do you mean? He thinks about that's. Well, so you're saying when he thinks about pooping, he's thinking about us?
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, man. I mean, we are the original hashtag I Poop Today podcast, so, you know. Wyland says, crap. Speaking of poop, crap. I died in Dead Cells. That was a good run, so, yeah. And if Wyland dies in a game, that's a major thing because Wyland's like, you know, fucking, you know, one of the greatest video game players of all time. So there you go. Okay, I'm going to go with my reviews. I have three. I'm going to do them quick fashion because we got lots to get to. Big Mouth Season 3. All right, if you like toilet humor, prepubescent humor with a lot of, you know, sexual references and, you know, if you like that stuff coming out of cartoon mouths, it's the show for you. Season 3 was excellent. I like Season 1 and 2 okay. A little childish, you know, sexual humor at times, but still funny. But I like Season 3 the best of all seasons. I understand Eric and I were talking about this before we got on the air. It seems like in this day and age, like, you know, PC culture and stuff like that, it's not PC. It's going to go for the cojones every single time, so to speak.
Show is not afraid to take risks.
No, it takes,
like,
a lot of
risks. For instance, they show a lot of nudity, underage nudity in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not sexualizing it at the same time.
No.
The Puberty for Girls song.
Yeah, I thought that was
the third season.
Yeah.
That whole scene was like, oh, like this. They're not, I mean, they're naked, but they're not like.
Yes. Yeah.
This is a porn. Like, this is like, and it's funny, but it's poignant too. Like, or poignant. Like, I think it'd be good for girls. I would like to know, like, a girl's opinion of that. Really.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it, Break. I don't want to spoil anything. It's a blast for me. I don't know how it is for women. I'm assuming. You know, women would enjoy it just as much as guys, but you never know. I really liked it. There was only one episode I had a problem with. It was the Duke Ellington episode. I thought it was kind of tacky. But other than that, I really enjoyed that season. I thought it hit a lot of high notes for me, man. It was just stupid fun humor, and, you know, we need to get back to that, just having fun without getting offended at every single little thing, you know. So that show, if you're easily offended, don't watch Big Mouth. But I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10. I thought it was really good.
Well, I miss sex jokes. There's not enough of them.
Yeah, and they're not offensive sex joke, like misogynistic or anything like that.
They tackle stuff like that specifically. Like, if they make jokes about misogyny and stuff like that, they get challenged on those.
Yes. And
those people get challenged.
Yeah. And I do like that about that show. Like nothing goes unchallenged for the most part. Like if there's a guy or a girl bullying somebody, like, it's challenged, you know. Like, there's always social commentary that's kind of biting and good. And it's very well written. Which I like too. There's a lot of racial connotations in it that are tackled in a lot of the right ways. There are, like I said, the only problem I had was I thought that the Duke Ellington episode was kind of tacky at times, but still good. I mean, it wasn't that it was terrible. But anyways, Freak Fight says, I lost my signal for a bit. Did you read my comment about the squirrel? We did, and we commented on it, Freak Five. So. You know, you'll have to replay that. We did. You'll be interested in what we said. Okay, we talked about a documentary earlier. Tiger King. I saw that documentary, and that, you want to talk about a batshit where everybody seems to be batshit crazy? It's Tiger King. I really feel bad for the workers of the zoos, all the zoos in question. It's basically about a guy who opens up a, I don't know if he considers it, I think he considers it a zoo, but he ends up being gay, which is inconsequential, but then he has multiple husbands, and then there's, are you all right there, Eric? All right. But there's, like, multiple zoos, and there's rivalry zoos, and, you know, PETA gets involved, and this guy is, like, basically what it boils down to is a rivalry between, the Tiger King, can't remember his name, Anyways, I just know him as the Tiger King. And Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin is the owner of a, I don't know if she considers her thing a zoo or a wildlife refuge or whatever the fuck it is, but they all seem batshit crazy to me. Carol Baskin seems crazy to me. The Tiger King seems crazy to me. There are other zookeepers involved that seem kind of crazy to me as well, but basically the Tiger King loses his zoo and loses his money, and he hires, or he gets in bed, not literally, but he gets in bed with another zookeeper that basically takes his zoo because he's basically going under. I like how Freak Five is interested in what Break and Eric says, but not me. That's awesome, Freak Five. There's like not a lot of redeemable characters in this show. This
documentary. So it's a Breaking Bad situation.
Yeah, it's sort of a Breaking Bad. Yeah, I mean I can see that. I mean, I feel bad for the workers. Joe Exotic.
Is this what Trump pardon the Tiger King meme was all going on?
Yeah, about? Yeah. Eric, you got to watch this thing, man. It's only 8 episodes long, I think. 7 or 8 episodes. Freak Five says everyone in Tiger King is batshit crazy. And that's true, man. Other than some of the workers, like, I feel bad for the workers because a lot of them are felons and, you know, can't find work elsewhere. So they end up working for the Tiger King. Joe Exotic is his name. And he pays them very little money, but at least they have a job, a stable job, and they help keep this zoo. But it boils down to the Joe Exotic basically being thrown in prison for a murder for hire plot, which is pretty flimsy, I think, in my view. But that's the controversy of this whole thing. I don't doubt that this guy should be in jail for a lot of the bullshit that he did, like breeding and selling these wild animals and, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, if you want a documentary where everyone is not who they seem and it's just batshit crazy, Tiger King is for you. And I give it an 8 out of 10 just for the simple fact that, you know, these people really exist in life, man. It's crazy. So highly recommend watching it. Judge for yourself. There's lots of things. There's a plot about Carol Baskin killing her ex-husband and feeding him to tigers, possibly. But nothing is ever proven on that front. There's illegal selling of animals. Eccentric zookeepers everywhere, apparently. It's just batshit crazy. I highly recommend watching it. Speaking of batshit crazy, I saw a movie called Guns Akimbo with Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter fame. And I was telling Eric before we got on the air, it's as close to a live-action anime as you will ever get, in my opinion.
Even more than Equilibrium was.
Even more so, man. It's batshit crazy. The plot revolves around an average guy that, he's really good with computers and hacking and all kinds of, you know, that type of shit. But he's just average. You know, he's nothing super special. But he ends up pissing off some people in this chat room that run this underground internet game called, what the fuck was it called? Anyways, and it's basically like a one-on-one deathmatch type scenario. And I don't know if people are betting that really what, I guess it was more implied than anything, but, everybody from around the world watches this particular show, this internet show, and watches these two people try to kill each other pretty much out in the wild. And so they end up finding out where this average guy lives, and they bolt, and I'm not kidding you, they bolt two handguns to his hand, and he only has, I think, 50 bullets in each gun, and they throw him into this game. And at first he seems like really weak, but he ends up gaining like a lot of knowledge throughout the movie. He ends up hooking up with this woman that was tasked to kill him. And there's a whole subplot with, the owner of this worldwide game. It's sort of like Running Man, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. But modern with like a lot of anime stylistic violence type thing. And I highly recommend watching it. It's not that it's the greatest movie in the world, but it's definitely above average. And if you like a lot of like batshit crazy action, then I highly recommend Guns Akimbo. It was streaming on Netflix, and I just happened to come across it and watch it and give it a watch. It's pretty good. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. So those were my reviews. Anybody got a heiscapade this week?
Have you seen any of the movies that Elijah Wood's been in lately?
I have not. I heard they're pretty good, though. I mean, I saw his remake of Maniac that was actually pretty decent, but you know, I haven't seen anything lately, but. Anybody got a heist?
Was Samwise in any of those movies fawning over him in the background?
I know. Like, let me get your robe, whatever. Frodo, let me carry your robe for you, please. You know, type stuff.
Like, goddamn, there has never been somebody more obviously in love with another person.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
Samwise.
Samwise Gamgee and Frodo kissing in a tree, for sure, man.
Well, see, like, well, Frodo's completely oblivious. Like, yeah. You have to feel bad for Samwise. Like, dude, say something. Just, nope, you're just going to be, okay. You're just his love life. Not getting anything in return, whatever, dude.
Yep. All right, anybody have a heiscapade?
Mm-mm.
All right, you, Eric?
No.
All right, let's move on to...
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Brake, you're up.
Okay, I got a couple of them. Well, it's been my stinko for, like, I guess forever, the coronavirus once again. This week again, we've hit record numbers, but I'm going to go specifically within my county. Numbers have spiked heavily, so right in my neck of the woods, even though Ohio is doing very well, there are a few areas in Ohio which are doing bad.
Yeah, like below the capital is like level 4 zone.
Yeah, like the city, like the big cities, like Cleveland, Cincinnati, like it's bad. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I'll say the one good thing is that I saw out today is most everybody was wearing masks today.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of surprising. There are some people that weren't, but you know, as I was walking around like Costco, I look around like everybody, like you know, like
yeah. I noticed in my area, more people are wearing masks, so that's good.
I guess they finally, you know, after. How long have we been talking about this virus hitting in the country now? After 4 months, I guess they finally understand maybe wearing a mask is a good idea.
Yeah.
Freak Five says
Samwise is like, "Can I hold your cock while you pee, Mr. Frodo?" Yeah, pretty much, man. That's
and Frodo still wouldn't get it.
Yep, he didn't. He wouldn't get it.
Was he? He still wouldn't get it. Like,
was he that thirsty in the book? I don't think he was.
Yes. Yeah. He. In the book, he. You. I never got that visual, but when I saw the movies, it totally made sense. So yeah, he was that doting in the book for sure. Yeah. Okay. What else you got, Brake?
Well. So yeah. It's definitely worrisome. I hope I didn't catch anything today.
That actually reminds me of something in Fairy Tale I'd like to mention. Like, there's a character named Gray, and he has a stalker named Juvia.
Yeah, I hope you don't catch it either, Breakman. It's the same in Denver. Like, our numbers are pretty – we've seen a very, very slight uptick. But, you know, we've been kind of one of those states that have been not – but every state around us, Utah, fucking Wyoming – Arizona especially. God, man, what are these people doing? But okay.
Yeah, but it's not – but most of the state's doing okay. It's just like around the cities, I think, and whatever. And obviously we know like places like Florida and Texas, it just – they get battered with it and people are still fighting about wearing masks.
Yeah.
Like, just
The mask.
I don't understand.
The masks aren't about you getting it. The masks are about you not spreading it if you have it. You know, that's the whole thing. You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, people don't give a shit about other people. Some people don't.
Yeah.
And like, and the fact that it's been politicized is just it's fucking insane.
Yeah. And cops are amongst the worst of the bunch too, man. Yeah. I've yet to see cops in this city wear masks. At all.
I saw one cop today, just one of those, you know, guys working overtime in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't wear a mask.
Yeah. See? That makes sense. Makes sense. Okay. Weiland says it reminds me of the Lord of the Rings talking Clerks, too. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, what else you got, Break?
Okay, the other Stinko goes to, once again, our traitor-in-chief has committed treason, this time against our troops.
I've heard about this, and I'm skeptical, Break.
Well, the thing is, he more than likely did not get the report, which makes him... negligible,
Competent. Yes.
But the reason he did not get the report is, and it's been coming out, that nobody wants to give him any negative reports about Russia because he basically jumps down their throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anything that Russia does bad, if anybody reports to him that it's a bad thing, so they've been avoiding telling him Russian stories. Like apparently Russia's been paying bounties to terrorists to kill not just American troops and troops from like England, other foreign countries, but not just troops, citizens too. Mm. Just anybody who's a foreign nationality, they're paying them to kill.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of that intel, but if true, Breakman, you're right. He's definitely. Incompetent. Well, we all knew that from the beginning. You know, I mean, there's just no question. He's incompetent. He's weak. He's definitely a weak leader. He kowtows to Russia for sure. I mean, I'm not one of these Russian, you know, like people that always are Russia, 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 like Rachel Maddow, make you believe that Russia's like, you know, gonna fucking ruin our democracy by messing in our elections, which has never been proven at all. I mean, everybody messes with everybody's elections or tries to, right? We do propaganda for Russia. Russia does propaganda. They did on Facebook and other
things. I think the bigger threat to our elections from within.
Yeah, I agree. There's more bullshit going
voter
on.
Voter suppression is going to be really big in November.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, we saw that with the Democratic primary in Kentucky. I mean, Booker was winning, and he was beating the fuck out of Amy McGrath. But the places where they knew he would do well, like where all the African Americans lived, they shut down 600 polling places down to 2. So. You know, of course it's voter suppression, but the Democrats won't say it unless it's on the Republican side. You know, so, you know, fuck all of them.
We're going to do a lot of stuff like that. But I do think, I do know that, like, Russia and China and other countries absolutely interfere in our elections. And we know they're doing everything they can to try and get Trump reelected and stuff like that. But I, like you said, I don't think it's going to be that, like, they're going to have that big of an
impact. Yeah, no, they're not changing the votes at the polls. They're not, you know, Trump is really afraid of the mail-in ballots. There's been very, very little. I think there have been like 0.0001 cases of that or some shit statistic that I saw. Like it's,
well,
it's
there's
very,
always
going to
be, no matter what you do, there's always going to be some case of fraud at some point. There's always going to be some jackass who wants a shortcut.
Yeah, one out of, you know, 600 million or, you know, I mean, it's the number is so insignificant. There's no way it could matter one way or another. You know, it's like, it's stupid, ridiculous how low fraud on like mail-in ballots is. So, yeah, I agree with you, Breakman. What else you got?
But however, him and his family and vice president and all mail-in vote.
Yep, but they're discouraging it, but yet they do it themselves. Yep. I mean, that's just par for the course.
And they did it fraudulently because they did it like the Pences did it in a state they haven't lived in for more than 4 years.
Yeah.
So it was before the election.
Yeah, arrest them. How about that?
Yeah,
rest
exactly. And then the president himself voting in a state that he just decided like a few months ago was now his home state.
Yeah.
You gotta go back to New York where they can fuck with you some more.
Okay, what else you got, Break?
That's it.
Okay.
I'm just annoyed with everything. Well, let me say this. Like, if the president is refusing to listen to reports, like, that is willful ignorance, and that is treason to me. If you're saying that,
a foreign country is going to do something bad, but you don't want to hear about it. That's, you know, that's, you're betraying our country.
Yeah.
The dereliction of duty, you don't think they do that in the military? They do court martials.
I agree.
Why is the president getting court martialed?
Yeah. I agree with the sentiment break, but I disagree that it's out and out treason. It's like,
I say it's treason because it goes with the overall package of Trump.
Yeah, yeah. No, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Like,
if this was just this instant, I wouldn't say that. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, as a totality, I agree, Brake. Yeah. Like, I mean, you and I have discussed this at length, man. He's a traitor by moral standards times a million, by lawful standards, like, it's so, like, unless you're a Confederate, which he's pretty fucking close, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you
I mean, he's getting this law passed, like, 10-year punishment for anybody who damages a Confederate statue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, he has yet to condemn Russia for the supposed bounty gate. Even if it isn't true, like, there's a lot of reports going on that this is happening, and he has a duty, like, to the country that he's supposed to be, you know,
right,
representing.
At least do your due diligence and have hearings and call for hearings and stuff like that, but he's being complicit. We're going to go a little bit over, guys, just to let you know, if you don't mind.
We started late, so it's not really over.
Yeah, I know, but just letting you know. Okay, is that it, Brake? Anything else?
No. Freak says in chat, Iowa sent out forms asking if people won mail-in ballots at the primaries, and there was a record number of votes because of that.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. We should all have mail-in ballots, you know, paper ballots. I mean, it's the only way to keep things fair and square unless you have corrupt, you know, DNC officials or RNC officials. You know, I mean, that's just the way it should be, you know. Our Republican governor then told the states they can't do that anymore. Oh, fuck your goddamn governor, Freak Five. Like,
wow.
Man, Jesus Christ. I mean, that sucks for you guys, man. It sucks for everybody. Colorado has mail-in ballots. Like, you know.
How far our governments have gone, our government officials have gone in suppressing.
Yep.
Americans, like, it's they're leaning closer and closer to authoritarianism.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and it's both gonna be... they're both complicit, Brake, man.
Yeah, both parties. I mean, this is Trump is a, we've said before, he's a symptom.
Yep, I was telling Bernie the other day, like, you know, most likely Biden might win, although I'm skeptical of that. I actually think Trump's got as good a shot as anybody.
Yeah.
But let's say Biden does win. I mean, he's either a one or a two-term president, and then we might get somebody worse than Trump the next go-round. So it just – he is absolutely a symptom. He's not the problem. He's a symptom of the fucking problem. So
I mean, he's a terrible and a monster and needs to be punished. We're not saying that.
Right. Right,
but we're saying that, like, he wouldn't be in there if our system wasn't so fucking broken.
Yeah, yeah. Two-party system is fucking beyond.
They've both parties have actively worked to make sure that they, you know, it's just them.
Yeah, Republicans are out and out doing that, and the Democrats are controlled opposition. You know what I mean? That's how it works. So, okay, let's move on. Eric, you're Stinko.
All right. My Stinko is I talked about it a little earlier pre-show, but the fighting game community has had issues, like it always does. Lots of people getting exposed to sexual predators. But among all that stuff going on is how Evo was canceled because they found out that the co-CEO of Evo was basically getting little kids, boys, to do things that were
inappropriate. Yeah, inappropriate. Like, Weiland was saying he was...
Like, he wasn't soliciting him for sex, but he was probably getting off on it, maybe.
Yeah, he was... Apparently, he was throwing...
The kind of stuff that you heard was being thrown about with Michael Jackson, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he apparently, according to Weiland in chat, you know, I didn't see the news story myself, so I'm just going by what he said, but he was like throwing coins in a fountain and having the little kids like go and grab them with you know, not a lot of clothes on, and that's
I wouldn't compare him to what Michael Jackson is accused of. He's accused of basically dating children.
Yeah, I mean, still,
the two kids are accused, right?
Yeah,
what's that? Oh.
This is how it starts, though, right?
Yeah, it starts with little.
You know, he grooms them and then makes sure that he gets them. See, I'm skeptical of not knowing anything. Just kidding. I don't know what I was gonna say. Actually, what I'm trying to say.
Are you skeptical that Michael Jackson did any of that? Because I was up until Corey Feldman said, "Yeah, the dude fucking did it." Like he.
I'm not really skeptical of that. That's not what I was gonna say. What was I trying to say?
But anyways, he made a fake non-apology because he was still getting DMs about that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. Okay, Weiland confirms something different than what I said. He says, no, he paid them tokens to strip down and jump
like
into the fountain.
Tokens?
I don't know what type of tokens, but apparently he paid them tokens to strip down and jump into the fountain. With very little clothes, apparently. So it's still gross. Weiland said it best. Creepy fuck. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Just creepy.
So, I mean, that can still be damaging to a kid's psyche. They don't even have to be touched, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Still abusing them, and it's still sexualizing them. It's still confusing to them. I mean, and they're probably thinking, yeah, I'm getting this money, but then after the fact, they're like, what? Why did I do this?
Yep.
There's a guy watching me. So, you know, like, this is...
Yeah. Gross. Sorry. It's just gross. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope, just... the fighting game community needs a clean-up shop.
Yeah.
And hopefully Evo comes back with better quality control so that stuff doesn't happen.
Better people running it is the best way to put it. Okay, mine is a real quick one. My stinko.
Oh, there's a video of it too, apparently.
Oh, God, man. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Okay, mine is a real quick one. This is just a weekly reminder that Breonna Taylor's murderers are still free, a.k.a. the cops that busted into her house, broke into her house, and promptly shot her 8 times and killed her, and then arrested her boyfriend for trying to defend her. And he, you know, what was sick about that is the boyfriend got charges pressed against him until they dropped him of... murder or trying to murder a cop. Like there's a, you know, I don't know what that statute is, but, that's what they were going to try to charge him with until they just dropped the charges, which is,
I think it's even sicker that, the primary guy that did the firing, like was blindly shooting into, what he couldn't see.
Yep.
He'd been reprimanded for that before.
Yeah. Yeah. And, he's still out there and he's a murderer. And that's just the way it is. So
he's been reprimanded for shooting blindly into anything because you put a human life, especially maybe an innocent victim.
Yeah, he should be in jail,
which is exactly what happened.
Yep, he should be in jail right now for the rest of his life. You know, pending trial. Okay.
People who use guns need to be held. They need to be held to the high standard of the law, basically.
Yeah.
If you use a gun indiscriminately like this, especially somebody who's done it before and knows.
I saw a video, I don't know if you guys have saw this, of a white police officer, all right? He's probably about 6'2", 6'3", kind of tall, you know, white guy. It was in an airport, and he was arguing with a black woman, right? The black woman took offense to what he said and like got up to him, right? Wasn't like rearing back to hit him or anything like that, but just like, and she was like a foot shorter. So it's like, I mean, come on, dude. If you're afraid of a woman that's a, you know, I mean, not to say that she couldn't do some damage or anything like that, but she was upset at what they were saying because he was being a fucking prick and he decked her. Right in her face. And then you could hear him audibly saying, well, you headbutted me. When the video clearly shows she did not what he was concerned with was a black woman challenging him. And I tell you what, I say this all the time. I watch these First Amendment audits, and these guys are smart. They know the law, so they don't get, you know, for the most part, they don't get roughed up or anything like that. I have seen videos like that. But You know, they, a lot of times they'll say, without that badge and gun, you're nothing. And you wouldn't be doing that what you're doing right now if not for that badge and gun and your immunity. Your what do they call that? Not staged immunity. I forget what they call it. But it's some type of immunity that cops get almost – and that's how they get out of being charged with almost anything. But anyways, you know, just – it's just sick. The state of – police officers in this country is just absolutely
and to anybody who doesn't understand like why Black Lives Matter and why people are still protesting is because every fucking week, you know, almost every day we get another video released of a cop abusing somebody. They're not always black, but that is not the point.
No, it's not the point.
Is the police are above the law.
Yeah.
They're enforcing the law. They're enforcing their own law.
Yep, exactly. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go with my Sweet-O next.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet-O of the week!
All right, since we're talking about cops, the officers who mocked Elijah McClain, who's another black gentleman that was, you know, systematically murdered by police, there were... Not only was the guy that put his knee again with the knee and chokeholds and killing people by, you know, not letting them breathe simply because they're black, I guess, or the power or, you know, whatever it is. It's mostly because they're black and, you know, I mean, black lives apparently don't matter to the thin blue line. Elijah McClain got killed, but the officer that killed him was fired, should be in jail. And there were photos, sick photos, of three officers laughing, mocking the death of Elijah McClain. Two of them were fired. I don't know why the other one wasn't fired, but nonetheless, three pieces of shit are now not cops, which is a good thing. They should be in jail, though, because they're dangerous. They're super dangerous. Also, Ghislaine Maxwell was... yeah, bad cops are not a minority break, man. They are majority. And you know how I know that? There was a video. I don't know if you saw that 75-year-old guy that got pushed to the ground. There were lines of cops that could have stopped. Any one of them could have stopped and tried to help that guy, but they all just walked right on by. So they are
If it was a tiny minority, we wouldn't get a video week. We wouldn't get weekly videos.
It's daily now. It's daily.
Or daily. We wouldn't get that. We would get, if it was a tiny minority, we'd get like once a year, one cop ran over somebody's foot or something stupid like that, or one bad cop shot an unarmed citizen and the other cops immediately took him down.
Yeah,
that would be there is a tiny minority of bad cops.
Yeah, that is proven wrong by the guy chased by the guys in a truck and shot. They didn't have a badge. And would have gotten away with it if the video wasn't released. That's absolutely 100% correct, Freak 5. That's another one that, oof. I mean, you know, if people don't think that the cops and others have it in for black people in this country or other minorities, you're insane.
I mean, I think they have it in for anybody who challenges their authority in any way.
Yeah, but...
And then, like you said, just, like, I think just being of a different race or something, I think it's
added.
It's inferior, you know.
It's adding fuel to that fire. Like, I know from first-hand experience. I had – when I was 16, I used to go to a club. I think I've told this story on the show before. But I on my way home, I had a black friend that, you know, I was just going to take him home. And the postal police came out with guns and said that we were smoking marijuana. No. We weren't, for one, but for two, you need a gun for somebody smoking weed? Really? I mean, it's just insane. It's crazy. So, yeah, that was my first. And then my second Sweet-O, Ghislaine Maxwell, was arrested. And if people don't know who that is, that was...
That's also on my Sweet-O list.
Jeffrey Epstein's... I almost put this in my Stinko's break, man, because... Why did it take so fucking long for her to get arrested? She's a worthless fucking...
Yeah, part of the problem is she's been in hiding. Yeah, the FBI has known where she was, but they couldn't. I'm not sure exactly why they couldn't arrest her. Yeah. But I think, but God knows, there's probably some stupid loopholes or something. But I agree, she should have been arrested a long time ago.
It's unclear whether she was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend or mistress or secretary.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, man.
I've read on this, like, it's always been read and heard. It's at certain points she was his girlfriend, and she even claimed to be his wife.
Yeah, she was arranging like little girls to be diddled by the likes of Bill Clinton and Alan Dershowitz, who's a fucking dirtbag, and Donald Trump, who's an even worse dirtbag, and Prince Andrew, I think. And other high people. I mean, I told you guys about the hashtag Op Death Eaters. You guys should check that hashtag out from Anonymous on Twitter, because they have a lot of incriminating evidence and the black book. They have list of names of people that you'd be like, really? I mean, everybody on the Lolita Express, like, we've been talking about this for how many years now, Breakman? Mm-hmm. Like 5-6 years we've been talking about this? So,
God, yeah, I know. Like, it's came up many times even before, like, Trump election and stuff like that.
I think we've even mentioned Trump as being one of these fucking pedophiles, you know? Yep. So, it's crazy. Op Death Eaters, you guys should check that out, because there's, like, all kinds of shit. And I can't wait till that black book of officially, like one of the news outlets decides to, like, actually do the work and, like, look at the names on that, but they won't, because it's, like, their precious Bill Clinton and, you know, Donald Trump and other high-ranking people. Prince Andrew was one. You know, there's all
these
kinds.
Yeah, like, we need to stop with this there should be no politicization of sexual abuse, of rape, of child molestation, of any of this shit.
Yep.
It's not political. Men raped and abused teenage girls.
Yep. And there's someone...
Some women, too.
Yeah, there's someone that actually, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, I'm guessing it's a woman, that said Ghislaine Maxwell raped him or her 20 to 30 times. Yeah. And they're willing to come forward and speak about it. So... That's good. Let's see what happens.
It wasn't just powerful, rich and powerful men. There are some women, too.
Yep.
But people are going to be surprised by a lot of the names that have definitely come out repeatedly. Yep. Names like you've said, Clinton and Trump and stuff like that.
Breakman, over under Ghislaine Maxwell committing, quote-unquote, committing suicide in prison.
Jesus, I don't want to even think about it.
I know, but it's something that you got to think about, because do you honestly think that fucking Jeffrey Epstein had the guts to fucking hang himself? I don't. I don't think he had the guts to do it.
Well, like, there's so many things that just completely went wrong. Like the cameras in the prison,
they
didn't work the first time he attempted suicide. And they didn't work the second time when he did commit suicide, but the rest of the time these cameras worked.
Yep. How convenient. How convenient. Yeah.
There's too many, there's way too much coincidence with Epstein's death.
Yep. Yep.
Like I said before, I don't doubt that he committed suicide, but I believe he was definitely helped in committing suicide.
I don't think he committed it. I think he was murdered. I think the autopsy kind of put the nail on
that. I don't know. I think he killed himself as a way of sticking it to the girls one more time. Because he was notoriously cruel.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, like, one of the things he did right before he died was what was that financial move he made to protect the people, other people, and move some money? There were some things he did to make sure that the girls couldn't get any money, even after he was gone.
Yeah, I know that, Breakman, and I feel you on that, but I don't think this guy had the balls to fucking do it. I don't think he had the balls to go through with it, man. Like, I'm skeptical. I mean, the autopsy was... Yeah, the autopsy was kind of telling, man. Like it's still open. It's open. It's an open case. Like, it's not not going to go away anytime soon. And like I said, over under on Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, I mean, the timer's ticking on her. I wonder how many cameras are going to go out when, you know, she quote unquote commits suicide. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, that's all I'm saying. So, All right.
I'm wondering if one of the things that took so long for her to be arrested was maybe a negotiation process going on with the FBI.
That's a possibility. I'm
hoping it's for her protection, which, you know, she's a horrible, horrible human being.
Yeah.
But she needs to be protected from, you know, quote-unquote suicide.
Yeah.
Because she's got the names on a lot of other horrible people.
Yeah, I hope there's cameras everywhere, and I hope, you know, we learned our lesson from Jeffrey Epstein. It's all about money, you know, so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it on that. Let's see, Eric, I didn't see one for you, so I'm going to go to break. Your Sweetos of the Week.
That one I've heard getting busted by the FBI was definitely one of them. My other one goes to 4th of July is tomorrow, and 4th of July. Fireworks and grilling out and stuff like that.
I know you love it, Breakman, but I got okay. So that leads into free for all. You guys ready for free for all?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. It's a free for all. All right, I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum when it comes to fireworks, break band, for a couple of reasons. I used to love fireworks, right? All into them. Used to love them.
Uh-huh.
Until one year, I was lighting off fireworks, and one of the bottle rockets that I had veered and went almost underneath a Cadillac and scared the shit out of me. That was one incident. And then later on in life... that kind of changed my mind about fireworks, how dangerous they were and how, you know, even if you're fully responsible, how things can go haywire in a split second. And to that point, like years later, I think this was either last year or the year before, there's these people behind the house that I'm currently living that always do fireworks. And mm-hmm. one of the fireworks was one of those big, you know, like boomy fireworks that, you know, looks like a professional firework. Well,
yeah.
That also veered, but it veered straight into my house, like on the side of the house, and you know, did its thing, but spread like fireworks everywhere, and it scared the shit out of me. I thought literally that this house was going to catch on fire, the next door house was going to catch on fire, and the other side was going to catch on fire. It was that scary to me. So I'm on the opposite side. I love the way they look. I think they're fun if handled correctly by professionals, but none of us are professional. So I'm on the opposite side of that, Breakman. What do you say to that?
Oh, maybe there should be a license, because I do agree that there are a lot of people doing a lot of stupid things with fireworks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're meant to be an entertaining show, but they say on them, you know, light the fuse and...
Get away.
It doesn't really say that. It says light it from a safe distance is what
yeah,
it says.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. And these fireworks, like, in a city especially, Breakman,
mm-hmm.
like, there's no getting around it. Like, you have neighbors that are super close and can be subject to this shit at any second.
Yeah.
You know, we can't control these fireworks. We can control ourselves, no. But... You know, even if you point a bottle rocket straight up in the air, it can go fucking sideways in a hurry, you know? So I used to love them, but not anymore, man. Like I don't look forward. I look forward to the grilling and the camaraderie and, you know,
about all the PTSD it can cause veterans
that too.
And pets too.
Yeah. Pets for sure. Like my Chihuahua is deathly afraid of fucking like loud noises like that.
Alternative to fireworks? Like, can we have our light shows without the loud noises?
Well, no, I like fireworks. Like the professionals, like leave it to the professionals. Go and watch a fireworks show at a stadium or something like that. I'm going to read chat here real quick. Bernie says we were lucky our window was closed. Yeah, it hit our window. So it scared the shit out of me. You know, it was really crazy.
I've seen a lot of people going to shops and just, you know, buying stuff randomly, such, but like young people. And I think probably there should be some sort of licensing to buy fireworks. Like you need to take a safety course or something to that.
Yeah,
effect.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
And you know, maybe learn a little bit of meteorology so the weather's right so that it doesn't
So that way, like, you're aware. Like if it's windy, fucking all bets off. Don't fucking do them at all, man. Freak 5 says, Frank blew his name off. He had a hook when I met him, or blew his hand off. How dare you, Freak 5?
Yeah, I was confused when he said hook, and he's like, hand. Oh, okay. But, like, another thing is dry conditions. Like, people like to light them off in dry areas. One thing I do personally before I light them off is I water the yard. Get the entire yard soaked and wet, so.
That's smart. That's definitely smart. And that's while you're at it, put some water on your house, man. Like, I'm thinking about doing that for tomorrow, just, like, giving the house a good dose of water, just, you know, just to maybe, you know, protect it. I mean, it's not going to – if I mean, if something like that happens –
I mean, it won't – it's not going to protect, you know what we mean? But it'll be –
It's like putting on like a thin layer of chapstick or something on your lips, you know, like maybe something like that. I don't know, man.
Sort of like wearing a mask, you know. It's not going to protect you from catching the virus.
Yeah.
You won't be able to spread it to others.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small fix. Okay. Next up, the rising cost of game prices. Eric put this in there. We're now probably going to be expecting $70 a game, guys, for the next gen. What are your thoughts on that? Break.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I don't understand why people are upset. I remember paying like $90 for Final Fantasy III.
Okay. Yeah, but the thing is, it shouldn't have been that expensive in the first place either.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't great then, and it's not good now. And especially
you're an asshole. You're a liar. this is fake news.
Especially when you consider that they're still going to do their microtransaction nonsense on top of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with the games being $70 because
or if there were legitimate reasons for games being more expensive. They just want more money now.
Yeah, Breakman.
It's going to a new system. Like, it does cost more money higher. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah, I'm saying weird things.
It's cheaper over time, but they just stay the same.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I'm with you, Breakman, 100%. Back in the day, Nintendo games were like, what, $60?
Mm-hmm.
And that was for 8-bit.
We're usually 90.
Talking about in the 90s. Like, that would be, that'd probably be $90, $100 now, you know?
Yeah. So
you know, it was like Eric, Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy III were like $90.
By today's standards, those would be like $150 games.
Right. So I don't have a problem with the price $70 for next gen games. Right. For what we're getting, I mean, I do.
And one thing, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but one thing I've heard from a lot of developers is $60. It's really cutting a lot of their profitability and stuff. It's they should really be more expensive because it's hurting them.
I don't care. Hold on, Brick.
I'm just
Hold
saying, as a argument. I'm just saying.
I don't care about profitability. The time that I'll care about profitability is when CEOs decide to take less money. That's when I'll care about profitability, right?
Okay. That's very true.
And everybody else gets paid fair share.
Yeah, and everybody else gets paid fair and square. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. I don't have a problem with the $70 price tag, but Eric makes a good point. It's not just going to be $70. You got DLC, so they're going to give you half of a game, right? Or even less. Maybe they'll give you a quarter of a game and then keep the rest for DLC. So you're going to pay $70 on top, and then you're probably going to pay $20 a DLC if you want it right away.
DLC is going to be more expensive too, actually, because that's one of the things that we're going to see a lot of is things are going to be more expensive because the value of the dollar has been heavily devalued.
Yep. Okay. So let me finish this point. Like, it's not just going to be 70. It's going to be, you know, probably anywhere in the range of 20 to $60 more, right? For the full experience of just the game. So now you're talking about $130 a game. Plus, on top of that, you're going to get the microtransactions, which include, you know, outfits, which I'll never understand, like, why people are so, unless you get them in-game, why should you have to pay for outfits for your characters?
Yeah, just for instance, Xbox avatars, they'll sell, like, those lightsabers for $5.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you want a $5 fake lightsaber for?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you're getting into, you know, anywhere from $5 to upwards of $100. So you're looking at $230 a game, depending on the game. You know what I mean? Or more. I mean, there's games that, you know, like, for instance, I could think of, like, The Sims offhand, where, you know, I know from personal experience, like, on SingStar, before they got – I don't understand how they got rid of SingStar, because they were making – so much money. They were making $1.50 a song, and then some, you know, there were some song packs that were $5 or $6. I spent literally probably $200 on SingStar back in the day when I had it, literally. So I mean, honestly, like, the rising cost of game prices is not just going to be the $70 price tag. You're looking at easily double that, $140 to $200 a game, which is absolutely
I'll say that's
ridiculous.
Optional though. DLC you don't have to get.
You don't, but if you want to complete the game experience itself, Breakman, like, you want to play the game to completion, right? Like, you definitely want to play that. And don't give me this, you're going to play the game to completion with the $70, because a lot of those games, like, you'll get post content. Like, what happens
after
this? Well,
for instance, I think this all started over NBA 2K, right? Basketball game. That, what other experience do you need from? You're not going to get additional gameplay from DLC.
Yes.
I mean, it's still going to be the same basketball game. You can still play through the tournament and, you know, hold the cup and everything.
There's no justification for why that game's 60. I don't think the extra power of the console is going to improve the cost that much.
Well, yeah, I think licensing fees are another thing when it comes specifically the sports titles.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, the sports titles aside, they're kind of an outlier, but I'm just talking about, like, regular, like, RPGs and, and I mean, look at Final Fantasy VII, right? I mean, we've got, what, a fourth of the game so far? We paid $60 to get the full, you know, Final Fantasy experience. We're looking at, you know, another 70 and another 70 and another 70. We're back in the day. We paid what?
It's 70? More like a fifth of the game than a fourth.
Okay, I'm just going to say four. So take four times, three times 70. Okay, so that's 21 or 210, and another 60, which is what you paid this gen. So you're looking at you're looking at almost $200 for that game, or $300 for that game. And back in the day, we paid, what, 60, 70 for Final Fantasy VII? I mean,
I didn't pay anything for Final Fantasy XV because I got on the Game Pass.
Right,
Beat the whole game. I've still played through the whole experience without playing through any of the DLC yet.
Yeah, but what's the DLC include? I mean, that gives you additional story, right?
Oh, right, it's additional story to what you already had, but
back
I still got my full experience with Final Fantasy 15.
I get it, Breakman. But what I'm saying
before Chapter 10, after that, the whole game just feels rushed.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying, back in the day, you would have gotten all of that DLC inside of that game, or you would have gotten another part to that game. You know what I'm saying? Like so. You can't look at that DLC as outliers to that game. They were part of that game. You know, that's just what I'm saying. So
they treated 15 like a live service model.
Yeah, and that didn't.
It was basically an unfinished game.
Yeah.
I mean, the 15, the base game itself, was mostly finished, but they sold it like kind of like in an early access state.
I mean, it's going to come down to that, Breakman, where everybody's going to have like a service, like a live service that you know, you get these games on that service and pay monthly. I mean, but then again, I mean, what's the cost of that going to be? That's going to go up. It's not going to go down. You know, I mean, you're going to have to pay what, $30, $40, $50, $60 a month to get those games. Like, I don't know, man. I like to own my games. You know, I do like Xbox's service. It's kicking PlayStation Now's ass all over the place for sure. But
I like going to my older games, but, you know, like when it comes to the new generation, like the 360 games and stuff like that, like that's fine.
Yeah. I don't have, what it comes down to, I don't have a problem with the $70 price tag at all, Breakman, because like you said,
Sense game can mark down quickly these days.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's, I mean, if you can wait, like we're all going to, like, all of us in particular, we're going to have to wait because I can't afford $70. I couldn't afford $60. So every time you see me buying a game, I'm always buying it for $20 or less. You know what I mean? So it's going to be the same thing. I'm not going to, like, for instance, I really wanted to play Last of Us 2, but I'm not paying $60 for it.
I'm waiting for the PS5 version.
I'll wait for the PS5 version or I'll wait till it goes on sale for $20 or $15 before I decide to delve into it. And by then maybe I lose interest and don't even want to play it. You know, I've got too many other games to play anyways.
And that's another thing too, is we always have other games to play. Yep. Like, there are definitely so many games I've missed over the years just because of playing something else.
Yep.
Next week we can talk about work hours.
Next week we can definitely talk about that, but we're also, I'm going to save this next topic. We were going to talk about Washington's NFL team possibly changing their name. So I'm going to save that for next week as well. So just keep that in mind. That should be an interesting discussion, but I think that's going to do it for this week. All right, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
Did I plug the harmonica yet?
Oh, how dare you. How dare you?
Is that a yes or no? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you did. You totally did.
Okay. Well then, okay. Did I plug the cowbell?
You did not. You did not plug the cowbell. There you go. Okay. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter and...
Oh, you did it anyways, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, you did it. You're exiled. I want to get Freak 5's comments. He says his husky didn't like the fireworks until she went deaf. Yeah, we were talking about that. I didn't get to your comment, Freak 5, but yeah, I totally get that. And his beagle.
Yeah, if you're deaf, you can't hear that.
His beagle doesn't care. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the dog. My dog just does not like it. She'll go underneath the bed. She just does not like it at all. Okay.
Two of my cats don't like it, but they don't like a loud noise, period. So you could like walk in the room wrong and they'll hide for an hour. So
I love, cats are so strange, man. They're just, you know, weird. All right.
Well, the other cat doesn't fucking care about anything. Like, she's like, whatever.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Eric, you're up.
I didn't get any reviews written this week, or at least up till today. Maybe tomorrow I'll definitely have something because I was playing a bunch of stuff this morning. But I write reviews for places like BostonFastRookie.com and TotallyGN.com. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar on my Patreon would help me out. And that link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yep. All right. Anything else, Eric?
And I hope you can enjoy your 4th of July, but please take a moment to reflect on what you're actually celebrating, because I feel like a lot of people have this performative patriotism that is meaningless, and they don't ever think about the underlying problems that are facing this country right now.
Yeah, like systemic racism and a lot of stuff that's been brought to the forefront. I couldn't agree more, Eric. Anything else?
Other than that, have a good weekend.
Yep.
Stay safe.
Yep.
Keep wearing masks.
Yes, yes. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. You know, stuff like that.
All right, take a poop.
Yeah, so you can say I pooped today. All right, I want to thank everybody in chat. Another TV viewer was in there. Commander Root was in there. Bernie was in there. Welcome back, Bernie. Freak 5 was in there. Thanks for joining, Freak 5. Wyland, our good friend Wyland, was in there. Lurks was in there. Thanks for joining, Lurks. And Thicker, first week in. That was your first appearance, and you got mentioned twice, Thicker. Thank you for joining the chat. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches, if you have something to say. I, you know, have no problem responding. And I do. Boy, oh boy, do I respond on Twitter. And you can follow me on any of the systems, mostly PlayStation 4. It's RP Grinders, with the RPG capitalized on the systems that it needs to be, you know, differentiated. And that's about it. Stay, you know, don't, you know, if you're going to do fireworks, do them responsibly. If you,
you
happen...
really thought that was going to turn into a fight, didn't you?
No, I didn't, man. Not at all. I was just saying that we were kind of on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Way you said it, like it sounded like, oh, here we go, here's an argument. No. Like not like knock it down.
No, fights like we had I knew we could come to reasonable conclusions like we normally do, Breakman. Like you know, we do argue. You and I argue a lot about politics and. You know,
I hope I can
like
do
that.
Food Quest because most places are closed now because of curfew.
Oh yeah. Shit! You got a curfew? We had our
Yeah, for COVID, most businesses are closed.
We had our curfew eradicated, which I'm not a fan of curfews at all whatsoever.
We don't have an actual curfew. And most businesses just don't stay open past 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, ouch. Okay. Let's see what else. Have a good, safe 4th. I agree with Eric 100%. Think about what you're celebrating and don't let it get you into the whole jingoism bullshit that goes on July 4th and really understand a lot of things like systemic racism.
If you want to celebrate Independence Day, I think the best way to be would be to, if you can financially, donate to the Wolfpack, which is a lobby that's fighting to get money out of politics, so it's fighting for its own obsolescence.
Yeah, yeah. Which that's what we would, hope for. Money in politics. We talk about it all the time. Yeah. Get the fucking money out. You know, that's all you can do. Okay. And with that, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, later, everybody.
Freak, we saw it right in front of blowing shit up. Yes, means another option. Safe. Oh, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna blow up the police station. So we're just gonna blow up. Who do we blow up next?
Yeah,
Confederate statues.